Hi, guys, and welcome to Keep Hope Alive podcast. Today, I got a special guest, Byron and Margaret McKee. I hope I said your last name right, but so cool. They have their own podcast also, Beyond I Do podcast, which, you know, they work with people who are married and stuff or going through relationships and help with the navigation. That is right up my alley as a certified wedding planner and, you know, dating and been married myself. I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. So welcome to our show. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So I got a random question to ask you. Out of the past 15 years, how many weddings have you been to?
You have to answer that one.
I'd say no more than five or six, maybe around five or six.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So when you're a guest and you're going to a wedding, let's pretend we're walking into the church doors and there is something for the guest to sign. What is that something they have to sign?
They have a guest book and you put your
Good. So our sponsor for Keep Hope Alive is lifeonrecord.com. And what they do is instead of having a guest book, they have a vintage rotary phone that your guests can go and pick up and leave a message on there. Congratulations on your wedding. Or maybe it's like a groomsman. Hey, dude, it's about time we put a ring on her finger. I'm so happy for the both of you. So no matter how long it is, I mean, you have a minute, you can have 5 minutes or 30 minutes. But, you know, for a wedding ceremony, try to keep it at a minute. So each one. But they do put a QR code right next to it. So your guests can take out their mobile device, scan it, and they will have it saved in their phone to either leave their message before or after. Now, the bride and groom, they will get this phone number. Unfortunately, the nice phone has to be returned after the event, but they will get the number for a year. And what they do after the event is over, they will either have all these messages burned on a 12-inch vinyl record, or they have a keepsake speaker they can listen to their messages. And I think it's great. So not only weddings, you can use this for family reunions, high school reunions, anywhere you have a special event. And I always throw out this one. If there is, I used it for a injury in football. I let the kids use it to say, get well to the football player. So that was very beneficial. And then there's been a lot of conversations. This would be good for funerals. And I agree with that. You know, you're collecting voice. And the one thing you hear over and if I could hear their voice again, you know, that's what a lot of people go back to. I know my friend, she had just passed a year and a half ago. I still have her last message to me. And I'm just like, I don't ever want to lose that. You know, I want to collect it and save it. So but it's really cool. You get that for a year. Now, if it was a wedding, I always tell, hey, you know, 3 months before your 1 year anniversary, have your friends, family call back and say happy anniversary too, and get that sent on the same chip and burned over. So, but other than that, you can find out more information at www.lifeonrecord.com. All right. So biggest question is, who is Byron and Margaret?
Who is Byron and Margaret? All right. Well, we are a fun, loving couple that reside in the southern hemisphere of the United States by way of Georgia and South Carolina. We've been married 26 years. We have four children, two that we birthed and two adopted. She is an educator, and I am a blue-collar paper mill worker, and we have navigated 26 years of marriage together, and we decided that it would be a good idea to tell our story. So, therefore, how about I do podcast? Yep.
I know. I was reading about that, and, you know, I want to know all about your podcast, too. Well, of course, your story as well, so... So you want to start how you guys met?
So I guess I'll tell that part. So I had a crush on his friend. And that's, we met through a mutual friend. But immediately his friend and I, we weren't a thing. I just had a crush that never went anywhere. But when he and I met, there was just a connection, and it wasn't necessarily like we were still high school. So it wasn't like a, love at first sight connection. It was just, there was a comfort that I felt with him. And so throughout the years, we became best friends. And I think we had a little stint of trying to date at that point, but that didn't work. Mm-hmm. But we remained friends. And I went off to school. I would come home. I would call. He would come. We would hang out. My mom called him son from the first time she met him. But we were just friends. And that friendship grew, and we became very close. Our friend groups would hang out, and somehow we would gravitate towards each other. Mm-hmm. And life happened, and I moved back home in 1996. And when I did, he helped me move. And then we started dating, and that was it. From January of 97.
Yes.
Is when I moved back, and then we were married by December of 97. So
I was 18 in 97.
And we were by the time we married, I was 23. He was 22.
Yeah.
And we got married on December 13th, and we had our son on December 20th. Yep, so.
Sure did.
So,
oh, wow.
We ended 97 much differently than
and it
we
wasn't
began.
A shotgun wedding, but it was, it was a beat 'em there wedding.
Right. And it's funny because our kids, their relationship is their siblings. And so our daughter likes to say, I was planned. And I tell her, when you say that to your brother, if it wasn't for your brother, there wouldn't be a you. To let her know that his birth was just as important. We may not have gone the traditional route, but we love each other, and we had talks about co-parenting and not being married, because I knew that he would be a wonderful father, and I didn't want to lose my friend. But we decided that we wanted to be together, and we wanted to try to make our family work.
Yep.
Good. Yeah, that's very important. Right. So I love how you mentioned that you guys gravitated together, because you know, and I bet the moving part, helping her, I think you guys would have known right then and there too. You know, it's just like that powerful bringing together, like, I don't want to go. I don't want to be away from her. Like, you know, so but you guys make a super cute couple.
The moving part, that was plotting my head, you know, because I had opportunity at one time. You know, I had prayed to the Creator, and I said, you know, one day I'm going to make her happy. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. I just said, you know, I just knew she was the one for me, but I had all my growing up to do. So I had let her get away one time.
Aww.
I ended up in a relationship for 2.5 years, and it was, you know, just emotionally abusive to me. And so it was like that year in 96, I lost my education, lost my father. My ex ended up breaking up with me right during the holidays. So it was like a year of loss. And she contacted me and said she was in town. We went out, had dinner and everything. And then she said, well, I'm moving back home. So, you know, my thought was, well, you know what? This would be the right time for me to, you know, make my move. If I help her move, then I'm really in. You know what I'm saying? I already knew I was in. If I help her, I'm really in, as the young folks say today. So, you know, I did that. And once she moved back, we started hanging out every day, and love just happened.
Oh, love just happened. Oh, that's sweet. I love that. So definitely, gosh, everybody has a different journey and a different story and everything. Right. So my next question is, how did you propose to her?
It was not the romantic proposal that most people dream of, but
yep.
How did you propose?
Well, I was a little different because, you know, we had been talking about marriage. Like I said, she was pregnant and, you know, we had family discussing some things, you know, trying to talk us in, you know, when you know, guys have a baby, you know, you need to do the right thing. And, yep. You know, the man in me was like, well, I'm not financially stable. I was like, well, the kid is coming anyway, whether you're stable or not. So I was sitting there thinking about it one day, and unbeknownst to her, I had reached out to a coworker. I was working at a call center, and she had recently gotten married, so I asked her, what did they do? And she was like, well, we went to the courthouse and applied for a license. So I said, okay, well, that's what we do. So we literally woke up one morning, and I said, well, you know, we got baby on the way, and you and me, and we living together, so we might as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Like, I'm an ordained minister, and I know a lot of people. I've been a photographer at the courthouse a couple times, and yeah, it's an easier way to go. I think even if somebody wanted to get married at their house or something and just have the minister come out there, maybe a quick $100 or something, you know, get them married, get their marriage license and go, you still have those memories to be right. Made and stuff. So, you know, my daughter, they want to get married so bad, but it's like the baby's coming first. Mm-hmm. So I kind of put it out there to them and said, hey, you know, mom is an ordained minister. I could do this really quick, but mom, mm-hmm. We're cool. We got to figure things out. And I was just like, okay, I'm just letting you know my specialty. So
just a reminder.
Just reminding you what I do for them.
Yeah. It's like your mom does this and that. And then, you know, the podcast, I think, you know, if I did pass on when, you know, whenever that is, they can come back and watch my podcast and hear how much I love them. So
that was part of our, that was part of our thing too. It's our first year. We spent a lot of time talking about our relationship and breaking down different aspects, parenting, finances, and how we handle things. Mm-hmm. Our big thing is not telling people how to do something, but letting people know this is how we do it, but you do what works for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
in that, we feel like we're leaving, like you said, we're leaving a legacy for our kids, but not only for our kids, but for anyone who taps into that source, that resource. So. Yep. We see it as a way of kind of leaving our mark on, you know, we were able to do this for this long and this is how we did it.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool.
I wanted to put it out there in the atmosphere that you may not be in the situation where you can have the $20,000 or $50,000 wedding, whatever mm-hmm. your desires are. But the main thing is after you say I do.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the life beyond that, you know. Yep. So that's what we wanted to share with others. Like, it's okay. Hey, we went to the courthouse. We did it. We've been married 26 years.
Yeah, right.
You can always renew your vows and have a big wedding you want to mm-hmm. do. And that's fine, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So I know for me, I hate saying it. It makes me feel bad, but I had no choice. I've been married 3 times. So one, it was right before my 8-year wedding anniversary. He said, I fell out of love with you. And I was like, we just had a kid. I was so blindsided. Oh. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. So I had to learn how to be a single mom. And then I got married 2 other times, but it did not work out at all. And in my journey, I teach others how to get through what I went through and why people can attract that type of person. So it's just a long story, but it's one that I'm able to help others and share that story with. And that was part of another reason why the podcast got born, because I was doing a meetup and I guess I accidentally hit that it was going to be online, and which it wasn't. I did them in person. And they're like, but don't you do a podcast? And I'm like, no, I don't do no podcast, you know? So it's just basically, what do, God? You know, and if I did one, it would be for just the event industry, you know? And then I had doctors say, I want to be on your podcast. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you know? And one thing led to another. I had somebody that I talked to that I didn't know, but I just listened more than talked. And he wanted to see my podcast help people. So he's like, I want to help you. And I was like, wow. Okay, God told me too, this was my calling and my mission and my purpose. So we got it going. I was just stuck on a name. And the band Crystal Method, I'll never forget this. I was in the car. My friend was playing Crystal Method. And the lyrics of one of the songs was Keep Hope Alive. And I go, that's it. By Nadine. Nobody has my name, really. Like, let's go with that, you know, because it's going to spread out to the world, you know, let it be. So, but the one true niche I've always loved was the wedding aspect and marriages and relationships. And people are so fast to run. Anything goes wrong. I have a pod. I did a solo one called Dating 101, and how people look at their phones and maybe the grass is greener on the other side. Now you got ghosting. And, you know, I'm 46 and I was dating again this last year, and it was hard at my age. So, you know, it's like, oh, you could tell somebody on the phone, I got kids, and they meet you and you're really pretty. And I go, yeah, I have two kids and two dogs. Bye. So, you know, it's like, there is always something, you know, but it's good to find out how somebody truly feels. But navigation, I want to hear how you help couples navigate too. So
we try to just share our story. Mm-hmm. We have fun. We enjoy each other. And our thing is, you know, we really feel like that's what marriage should be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But we've also shared that it's not always that, and how to support each other through those things.
Yeah.
So probably about 10, 15 years into our marriage, there were some behaviors that I had that I didn't understand the root of. And it came to me in a rush. I had these memories come back of being molested. And so things like physical touch, there were times when, even with my kids, they would come up and touch me and I would pull back because it was painful. And I had no clue of where any of that was coming from. When all these memories came back and I'm explaining to him what happened, I started to work through things by myself and found some success in that. And then eventually I started with therapy. And so my thing was, if I'm going to show up in our marriage, I have to make sure that I am at my best. And so I had to work through those things individually in order to show up. Now, the flip side of that is, as my partner, I was given the space and the grace to go through those things.
Yes.
So we learned that there were times when I didn't want to be kissed. So now we're figuring out why. And in those times, there were times when he felt rejected, and he could have taken that rejection and gone one way with it. But he didn't. He stuck by me and stayed there. So our thing is,
that's very good.
Right. If you are pouring into the relationship, and if the goal is for the relationship to work, then the relationship comes first.
And also being understanding, as the flip side of the other partner, that there have been some past issues, and you are dealing with those issues. And once she explained to me some of the things that happened to her, you know, it was far from my world growing up. So I didn't understand it necessarily, but it helped me to understand her and why she reacted the way she did. So that helped me to say, okay, well, it's not me. It's not because of me, because of the past traumas. So that allowed us to open up and be able to discuss things and say, okay, and it allowed me to ask her, okay, well, when I touched you, how does that make you feel? And she said what she said. And I was like, okay, well, it's not me. It's not a rejection. It's just that entity. So that was the one thing. And that's part of that communication. That's a part of that communication, talking about things, being 100% open and honest with each other. Because this is your mate. This is, you're taking one entity and taking another entity and merging those two together. So how do you do it? You have to know everything about each other, as comfortable as you are with sharing. Now, I'm not going to say, you know, go out there and from day one and share 100% of everything, but you should be growing towards that. And that's how you can sustain longevity, because that's the only thing. You have to learn to understand each other.
And that's very, very true. So I know, like, learning about myself before I started dating and I set my boundaries and stuff, I noticed I started explaining like slow, a little bit slower. I just don't want to pile it on to my boyfriend now. This is why I do this, and this is what happened in my life. And it was painful for me to go through. So he knows, hey, okay, I got you. I got your back. I understand this. So, but it's funny. I love my boyfriend. He'll be like, okay. I'll fall right to sleep. But I was like, did you hear me? Like, are you gonna? He's like, yeah, I heard every word you said. I just kind of laugh about that, going, okay, well, you know, I hope so, because this is a huge part of why I am the way I am. And, you know, just let me work on myself. So there is different things. If I shut down, you know, or I love this one, and everybody can laugh at this one. Do not talk to me in the morning if I have not had my first sip of coffee. Don't give me a list of things. Do this, do that, do that. You know, I'm very kind. I will do my boyfriend's cup of coffee first, and I'll bring it to him. And he's like, oh, thank you. Da, da, da. I was like, yeah, but I still didn't get my first sip. And that's really honestly what's going through my head. Now I'm going back and racing to get mine. Talk to me after I got it. So I don't know.
Understanding the boundaries and not taking it personal.
Yes.
He said, I'm a teacher. And so, and I'm also an introvert. And all day I'm on, and I have to be on. And so when I get home, I give him a kiss and then I'm done until I have time to get comfortable and let some of today's, you know, stuff go. He knows that if he has company, I'm going to speak and then that's it. And so he understands that it's not anything personal with him, that it has nothing to do with what's going on at home, that it's just my energy has been up and people have been drawing from that all day and I need time to break. And there's respect for those boundaries.
Exactly. I mean, I've been in customer service myself too. And I found it like I never thought I'd be watching so many reels, but I am. And I don't know what they're called. They're the Veronica. She's a little cartoon character for customer service. And I just laugh listening to it. You know, it's like if you have a problem, they're like, your supervisor. Okay, you can talk to the supervisor. Okay. And then she goes, please bow your head. And I love it because she's like, please God, help my customer understand that there is no supervisor, you know, that she is going to get to, you know, just hearing that reaction, it takes a lot of energy. And that's, you know, even in relationships, you know, people will talk about energy. So we need our time to breathe and process. I use the word process a lot. I'm processing. Give me this time to focus, settle down. I can't talk about this yet, you know, because it could be my brain is here with you. I hear what you're saying, even if it's financial stuff. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that is one thing in relationships and even moving in together, you know, and being married and living. When you look at the stats today of why people are getting divorced, it's because of communication or kids or abuse or mm-hmm. financials. Like, nobody's using communication anymore. And it's not like we're seeing the times before where people, it's all traditional and happy and they're getting married and they're staying together a long time. Like on the reels, I hear it's just a piece of paper. Don't want to do that. If I want to get out, I want to be able to get out. You know, I don't want their debt under my name. And I mean, that to me, it's understandable. However, like for my eyes, I keep saying, oh my gosh, this industry is just shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. And now we got AI trying to take over everything from photos. I saw my first reel that was a robot, a woman robot that looked like us. I can be your friend or your lover. Which one would you like? You know, it's like, whoa. It's like, yeah, you know, yeah. We're getting to that part of, you know, and then I'm scared they're just going to try to take over our jobs. And then how do real people here make money to buy homes and have cars if robots are going to handle everything? Can they build a house and leave it and let us humans live there? So,
who knows? And you know what? There are a lot of things that happen from day to day that I think to myself, and that's how I know that I'm getting older. I think to myself, I would have never imagined that I would be witnessing this or that. So I, you know, we just spoke with our son. We have both of our adult kids at home now. And he's just coming back with us after 4 years of being on his own. And so once again, we're having to make certain that home is our safe space for all of us. Yes. So when the four of us come home, this has to be the place that we can decompress. We don't have to think about all the craziness going on outside. So we come in. If there are problems, we talk to each other about those things, but we don't dwell on them. We let them go. And we have to keep this safe space because outside... of here, you just never know what you're going to encounter.
It's a storm. It's sunny. It's cloudy. It's rainy. It's everything.
I stop watching the weather too, but like the only time I'll pull up the WAP is if I'm driving into clouds that look like a wall. I'm like, well, where am I? What's going on? That's when I care. The other thing, like both of my parents are big news, Fox News watchers, and I'm like, nope, I'll stick to my soap operas.
Right. I don't like doom and gloom because that arrogant energy. I like to be aware, but I can't just over consume.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. There was a one point in time I would spend a lot of time on my off days looking at the news like that, looking at the political news and things like that. And the time that I lost, because it was like, you know, one person would come on and they would tell you the exact same story that the person before would tell you, but just, this is breaking news. The news is.
That was the next thing. But it feels like almost like a brainwashing to me. It's like, they're saying the same thing. It's a different person now. It's like, they want the world to worry about little things. And then I love the line, but it's current events. It's facts you need to know. I'm like, no. If I need to know something, Twitter or X will pop up on my phone and say breaking news. That's all I need.
I'd rather get that little sound bite and then keep going than constantly.
I am convinced that, you know, how the Trump has a slogan, make America great again. I think again is before the 24-hour news cycle, before we had all these phones in our hands, because there was no way I knew anything that happened in Kansas until I watched the 11 news.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it seemed like it was times then
because we're oversaturated
information.
We are. And I noticed, like, with the guys I've tried to date, if they have met my mother, I think this is funny. what president do you like? And I'm like, oh, geez, don't start politics. Right. Like, you just right. don't go there. They tell you right. in etiquette class, you just do not talk about politics. Even right. at a dinner table. It's just, yeah, we're waiting for Jack Bauer from 24 to be president. So let's move on. Next topic.
parental requirement now.
Right. I think my neighbor is so funny. You can't hear it on our podcast, but my doggies are barking. We just moved to an apartment, so my neighbor dropped to sound like a freaking bowling ball. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I was like, I love Zoom because you guys can't hear him barking, right?
No.
And it doesn't pick up on the audio. And I'm grateful and happy about that. But at the same time, it's like, why is my neighbor dropping a big ball on the floor? Yeah. What's he doing upstairs? Is he bowling? Yeah. He's going up. So apartment living is a lot different than living in a house, I tell you. So I had to make some adjustments this month. I think we've been here. Yeah, it's been a month now. So getting used to it. But anyways, really quick, I got another question for you guys. I have another company that is a sponsor of Keep Hope Alive. These bracelets, they're called Snap Bands. Have you seen them before?
I have not. They are cute.
Those are nice.
Oh, thank you. The top one says hope and the bottom one says faith. And I will tell you, if you do go and you want one that says faith, you can only get it with the promo code HOPE or KHA for Keep Hope Alive. And then they will be able to do faith in any color band for you. So that was one I requested from the company. I was like, oh, I need one that says faith. And so we made it a special deal. So just really quick, I'm going to tell you guys about it. The world is a stressful place for everyone, as we talked, with work, school, relationships, health issues, finances, the nightly news. There's anxiety every day. Negative thoughts can keep popping into our head over and over again. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of anyone loving me. Bad things are always happening to me. So if you ever have these types of thoughts, you're not alone. More than 40 million Americans are diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. Anxieties, worries, and fears can stop you from finding your inner peace and achieving your true potential. You deserve to live your best life. Finally, there's an amazing new bracelet called Snap Bands that was invented to help you reduce anxiety, control OCD, calm stress, and I'm going to add in there PTSD. Snap Bands are cognitive behavioral therapy tool based on proven brain neuroscience. And the way Snap Bands works is amazing. Now, Snap Bands bracelets look like a stylish piece of jewelry on your wrist, but its unique design actually hides a secret elastic band that sits right on your inner wrist, which is a pressure point for your brain's nervous system. When you give the elastic a light tug, you'll feel a very gentle, soft vibration on your wrist that goes to your nervous system. When you give it a tug, you feel the vibration go through, and it will help you reduce the anxiety. And here's why. Did you know the human brain can only deal with one emergency at a time? Well, whenever you feel an unwanted negative thought in your head, gently snap the elastic on your inner wrist, and it forces your brain to focus on the gentle physical sensation you feel, which instantly disrupts the unwanted negative thought from your brain. This gives you the freedom to reset your mind with a positive mental focus. The mantra word on your snap band bracelets helps to refocus and reset. There are 8, but we'll say 7 because 8 is a special promo code mantra words that you can choose from. Believe, blessing, dream, fearless, hope, love, peace, and then, of course, faith. Now, just choose the mantra that resonates most powerfully with you. And after you snap, use your mantra word to best immediately reset your positive mental focus with the mantra expression like, I believe in myself. I am a blessing. I am fearless. I will always have hope. So the great thing about snap bands is They're made with vegan leather. They come in many different colors. I call the business line the black, the tans, the whites, the grays. And then the fun colors are pink and orange and yellow and green and blue. The list goes on and everything. They are waterproof. So when I'm doing the dishes and taking a shower, I keep mine on and it doesn't hurt it whatsoever. I've had mine on for 2 months and I do it a lot. I've been in the hospital a lot and I'm the hardest stick for the pine of veins. So I will snap, reset my focus and pray harder for that nurse. So, but with every band that's sold, they give a portion to a mental wellness organization to snap out, which is nice. So you can find more information about them at www.snapbands.com. Now I'm going to spell out snap bands because it's different. It's snapbands.com. So, well, thank you for listening to that. So with your podcast, how can people find more information about your podcast and what you guys go over and everything?
So we have a website, www.beyondidopodcast.com. And we're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio Podcast, most of the major platforms. Mm-hmm. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. and we're starting to dabble with TikTok.
The Beyond I Do Podcast.
And then also YouTube, we're trying to be more intentional with adding videos there, the Beyond I Do Podcast. So any of those outlets, we have our podcast on YouTube. We have some additional videos and stories. We tell the chili story where he almost lost me over a pot of chili.
Over a pot of chili.
So we'll leave that teaser, go to YouTube and find the Beyond I Do Podcast. And I think the video is titled the one where we almost broke up or something.
Yeah. And we also have one where our dog got into our child's ADHD medication by mistake. And that was an experience.
So we have additional content there. And we're just trying to spread the message of, I feel like there's a lot of anti-relationship type things. Like you said, oh, it's a piece of paper. It's just, or people will be in a relationship and it's like one thing will happen and they're like, oh, this is not going to work. But if you put the relationship first, and instead of focusing on how I feel, how you feel, we're going to work on this relationship and make sure that the relationship is healthy and the relationship survives, then it takes some of that out. Now, I was an only child, the only child that my parents had. I grew up as an only child, and I'll be the first one to say that sharing was not something that was easy. Thinking outside of myself is not easy for me, but this is my friend and we are together and I want to make sure that I'm doing my part to make sure our relationship is healthy.
And we focus on friendship. Mm-hmm. Friendship is
that is
relationship. Right. You have to be friends.
You have to like each other.
You have to like each other. We prefer like over love.
Right.
Because you have family members and friends that you love, but you don't like being around them 24/7.
Right.
Your mate like them 24/7 because that is your life mate.
Yes, definitely. You gotta like them. You gotta love them. Learn to be like, what is the word? I help, support, what Troy does in his life. He's a musician. So a band brought him on and he's been studying their music and he's a really good piano player and singer. So I know he's got this, but I'm going to show support. I'm going to be there. I want to learn who the band is. And it's funny. He told me one of the songs was Jolene. Have you, Dolly Parton, Jolene, Jolene. He's like, well, the band asked me your name. And I go, Nadine. Uh-oh. He goes, yeah, we might surprise you. And I'm like, oh, geez. I was like, okay, we'll see how well that goes. So, but, you know, yeah, exactly. I'm excited about meeting the band this weekend and seeing if I can help them also, you know, get promoted and find new places. They're already got really good places they're playing, and they're a really good band. So I'm proud of them for how far. That's been my background, is marketing director for and help with advertising and stuff. So it's just like, I got this, you know, that maybe things are happening for a reason here. Let's see how this goes and everything. Right. So, but take those steps. So I like that advice you gave about being like friends first and then lovers, because that is something, you know, that people need to look at. And, you know, at a time before I understood, I would call myself the runaway bride or the runaway runner from relationships just because of the trauma I've been through. And I had to learn, it wasn't about what I've been through. I had to learn stuff about me and understand why it happened. I found journaling to be the best way also. And taking time to reflect, and whether that was a walk at the park, you know, what is it that I want to see? And when I was the bridal consultant at Macy's, I remember seeing this older couple walking down the fine china area, holding hands, pointing at the Waterford bowls. I go, I want to be that couple. I want to grow old with somebody. I want to take vacations, explore and see what's out there, you know? So, you know, when I found out more about me, that's when I decided, okay, I think it's safe enough to say I know what this is and what I'm looking for and what I'm going to bring in. So, right. But definitely there's always a learning curve. And I think when couples get in high stressful things that go on, like we'll use and move as an example, you're all over the place. You could snap at each other and not even know it, but you got to sit down and understand. Like I will say, hey, you know, you said this and it hurt. And then there's an apology. And it's the same for me. Well, you didn't do this and it hurt me. So it's like you have to combine what those things are and work together as a team to make it work. You know, remember why you got together. I told Boy, the first time I met him, I go, well, we need to treat every date like it's our first date, because I forgot what movie it was. They were pretending. Hi, I'm so-and-so. And whether they were making up names at the bar, they treated it like a first date, you know? And I was like, you got to keep it alive. And that is something that I want to bring a lot of awareness to in the future on the podcast too, because it's important. So, but then also, you know, we got to be careful out there in the world of AI, because I had my first catfisher being a podcaster. Oh, wow. And they used a celebrity's face and did a call, pretend that it was them, but the call cut off within 15 seconds. I saw the face and I was like, there is no way, no way that happened at all. And, you know, I think it's sad that people can get fooled that way or be made to feel special. But when you first see a catfish, you know it's a catfish. But when it happens from 10 different accounts, the same person, it becomes overwhelming. So I want people to be able to come and check out your website and everything. And I love hearing your story. I mean, it's beautiful when you can talk to people who've been married as long as you have. I mean, kudos. Yay. And keep it going. I want to talk to you when you hit 40, 45, 50 years. Let's do this. Will we still be around doing podcasts? That's the biggest question. Right.
Exactly. Or what will we be doing at that point?
Yeah. I think as you know, you go, I watched how I was like, the first season was strictly audio. I didn't want to do video. But as soon as I got a couple of my sponsors, we want to see you on video. I was like, uh-oh. But I decided to do video and keep it up to par. I like it, you know. It's different. But meeting people, it's really fun and sharing the stories and being heard. That is the key thing. It's like talking to everybody.
So after our first year, this past January, we celebrated our second year. or we started our second year. And we have been having guests come on. We had our little retreat at the end of December and talked about how we wanted to, what we wanted to focus on with the podcast. And our thing was, okay, let's focus on the individual. I've got to be the best version of me in order to be the best partner. Yep. And so we've had guests come on from all different areas of expertise. We've had an intimacy coach. We've had a physical trainer. We have a finance. We have several finance people and mindset coaches. And so all these interesting people that we've met. And we've gained a lot of knowledge and insight from, and we know that our listeners will as well. But, you know, there again, you have to present the best version of yourself and make sure that you're okay before you start pouring into, you know, a relationship with another person. But we've just been so excited with the people that we've come in contact with from across the globe. It's been amazing.
And also talking to people like yourself, with your story and your background and, you know, being able to see some of those amazing characteristics that, you know, you don't get in everyday life.
Right.
You know? And it's been a blast. We were very hesitant about doing it. We procrastinated a lot, and we met a procrastination coach, as a matter of fact.
Right. That is awesome. I want to talk to that person, too.
But, you know, I tell anybody, just do it. Just do it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a blast. You're going to meet certain. There's whatever your niche is, you can't have enough of it. And we knew that because at first I was like, well, if I want to do something, I want to do something that has meaning. I don't want to just get on YouTube and just talk about people. I want to talk about something with substance. So, you know, and, you know, when we talked about it, we was like, well, marriage is the thing that we want to help promote because we love love. We love love.
That's good.
Promote love and people will like liking each other. That is the key. If you put like, put in the time, invest in energy, you'll get wonderful results. I promise you. You just have to put that time.
Exactly. It's about taking the time. It's time management and stuff like that. We live such busy lives, too. We could be all over the place, you know. But having the communication is very important to communicate. What does this week look like? What are we focused on doing? You know, and the one thing when I was married, my first marriage, the one thing that we lacked on was doing finances together. And I think that's what really drew us apart, if I think about it. So learning about that, you know, it's funny because I'm like, we are going to have weekly meetings on finances. I sound like a business manager all of a sudden. We're not going to get upset. We're not going to get angry. This is what it is. We need to talk it out. If we don't, like, and we went grocery shopping. I think this is just a learning curve. There's two guys in the house and two milks is not cutting it. Like, I look at the intake. Okay. Three of us are eating cereal in the morning. He likes milk in his coffee. My son only likes drinking milk with his dinners, and then it rotates and then we're out. Like, I tried to explain it to him yesterday. He said, how is the milk already out? I go, it just is. You guys drink it. Like, drink it. I can't help it. We need more milk.
Right. So, I mean, when you, like I said, our son just moved back in. He's 26. He's what, 6'1"? It's like he's still growing. But so we had to make those adjustments, and with finances, that's still, after all of this, you know, time, it's still at times uncomfortable.
Yes, it is.
There are still conversations that are uncomfortable, but if I take myself out of it and think about our relationship and our marriage and the respect that I owe that relationship, then we have to get over those pauses and say, okay, it's time to sit down and look at this and see what we need to fix and where we need to go.
Exactly.
And that's really, really important. So are you guys eventually going to be writing a book anytime soon? Everybody asks that on the podcast.
I can't believe that you just said that's confirmation for us.
Yes.
So yes, we are.
Ooh, see, there we go.
We have committed to this afternoon looking at our outline and getting that together because we've been putting things off. Fear is a very powerful thing if you allow it to take control.
Yeah, exactly.
Yesterday, I had a therapy session and she brought that up again. And she's like, you just have to stop stopping yourself. You have to get out of your own way. And earlier, and I said, look, after our interview, we're going to have to look at the outlines. We're going to have to start. We're going to have to put in the work. And I said, we're not going to worry about, getting it published and all this other stuff until we have the content down, and we've got to commit to that. So that's confirmation that you just said that.
See, yeah, because everybody asked me, like, oh, you've been through so much. Are you going to have a book? And then I keep getting asked, and I was like, I don't know. This is the time thing, and I'm a perfectionist, and I probably write something and hit delete, and it would go away, and then I feel like I have to start all over. And, I don't know if I'm going to get around to it. Would I like to have books? Yes, I definitely would. So I don't know. I'm going to give it another year. And God will lead me too. I mean,
journal. So
you said you journal. So your journal.
You're already writing.
Yeah, I'm already writing. Yeah. So there. I know. I tried to take it to the football field when my son is playing and start it. That was last year, and then I packed it up, and I don't know where I put it. And I'm like, I was like, time to start over. But my mom recently, she goes, I found one of your journals. I go, I hope you're not reading it. She's like, oh. I was like, okay, well, got that covered. I was like, I don't know if it was my daughter's, I might want to turn some pages, I would respect her privacy. I wouldn't do that. But
the things that our daughter will say to us, I don't want to know what she holds back from us. Because some of the things
tell me about
she verbalizes, I'm like, you said that to your parents. I don't want what she doesn't say to us.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, guys, I thank you so much for coming on today. So I want you guys, my listeners, come check out their podcasts. And the great thing about us, we have a phone number, 833-780-HOPE. If you have any questions for them, call it in and I will send it their way and they can get those questions answered for you. But also, I'll be posting their information on the podcast so you can reach out to them as well. So thank you so much for coming on. I also wanted to thank our other sponsors that keep hope afloat. That's a lot to say. Keep hope afloat. As I mentioned, we have lifeonrecord.com, your interactive guest book for any event. It is the vintage rotary phone look, and they'll burn it onto a 12-inch vinyl album or a keepsake boombox. Check them out at www.lifeonrecord.com. Our next one we talked about was snowbands.com, and they are the fun bracelets with the elastic in the back that help reduce stress, OCD. I'm going to throw PTSD in there too. They come in many different colors, many different mantra words. I mentioned the word faith is new. If you use their promo code when ordering, you can put KHA for Keep Hope Alive or Hope, and they'll give you the faith bracelet. Our next one is Ogden Ventures, LLC. Marcus Ogden is a former football player on three different teams, I believe. But now he is a best-selling author and has his own podcast. You can find him at www. Marcus, and I'm going to spell this out, first and last name together, no periods, is MarcusOgden.com. So check out his information. Our next one is bridalshowsinc.com. If you are getting married or having a special event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area And they actually get people from all the United States coming to this. They host about 5 to 6 trade shows out of the year where these different vendors will come. They'll showcase their work. They'll have a big, like a fashion show, and the caterers are putting out some drinks and food for you to try. It's a lot of fun. So check out, usually it's January, July, and I believe September, they have some shows around the area. So for more information, it will be all on their website. Our next one is milesandsmilesevents.com. Miss Deborah Rose, her background is in investigation, but she also does special events. She does handwriting analysis and lipstick readings, and she's accurate. She is down to the point. The last place I worked, she came in and she was able to nail all the workers there perfectly. I've seen her in action at her events, but it's kind of like one of those things where you would want to go and just watch her, which is amazing. So check out her information. Our next one is Bryce Harney at www.brycemagic.com. He is a magician and mind mentalist. You've probably seen him on TV already. He's been on a few times. He does big corporate events and church events and stuff like that. If you go to YouTube, do Bryce Harney Magic, you can see some of his tricks. He's amazing. Then we have RichmondPunch.net. Richmond graduated from the Juilliard's top honors. He is a violinist, been in the industry for over 30 years. He has performed in front of 1 million people and also has performed on 2 spots for Lifetime movie events with the violin playing in the background. He is on tour right now. He went from Atlanta to Dallas. He's been back and forth like a ping pong, but he goes all around the United States to do his performances. So check out his information. Our last one is TK Hair Salon, located in Plano. You guys got to just come to Texas here. For men, women, children, haircuts, coloring, styles, updos, facials, they do it all. You can find their information at www.tkhairsalon.com. Now, wherever you guys find your podcast, you'll be able to find Keep Hope Alive. Remember to go in if you would like to be a guest on our show. We would love to have you on the website. There is a guest intake form. If you have advice or want to leave a special message, I added a voicemail link onto the website. You can click that and leave us a message. But until next time, we are finishing up season 16, and we have a whole list of great guest speakers. I'm so excited to bring them to you. And I want to thank you guys, Byron, Margaret, thank you so much for coming on our show and sharing your story. And I want to follow up with you next year, too, and see how things are going.
Hopefully we'll have a book to tell you about.
Yes.
Yay. And then we'll add you to our store link and get the book there to sell. So, all right, guys, until next time, love and light. I'll see you guys later.